Hi guys, how are you? This is Jumi. I am glam naturally because I am glammed with grace. Welcome to my podcast.
Hi guys, this is Jumi and oh my god, I am super excited today. So today I am going to be having an awesome exclusive interview with the amazing Nicolette, aka Nick, and I'm gonna be telling you more about her. She's like Instagram famous. I've been blogging about this amazing young lady since 2014 when I started my natural hair blog, Glam Naturally. So it's just an honor to be able to have her here. So thank you so much, love, for honoring my invitation. I just literally sent this to you last week and you were so excited. So thank you for encouraging me as well. You have no idea, but this is also encouraging me. So welcome to Glam with Grace season 2. Let's talk entrepreneurship. All right, so I'm going to be telling you more about her and then I'm going to be asking her some few amazing questions. So Nick is a deep-spirited and passionate soul from the bougie down in the Bronx, New York. She started her journey as an inspirational social media maven in 2013. So you see, it does add up. I started blogging in 2014, so yeah. And as committed to full-time content creator in May of 2019, she creates to encourage, to uplift, and connect deeply with her audience, all while bringing awareness to brands she collaborates with. Modeling, beauty, and photography has always been the core of her creativity and motivation, and she prides herself on her versatility and ability to exercise her creative expression across mediums. So welcome, Nick. Welcome to Glam with Grace.
Thank you so much for having me. It's definitely an honor, and aww, I'm so happy that you even thought of me to be a part of your podcast. So thank you so much for this.
Oh, you're welcome, my love. And thank you for honoring my invitation in such a short period of time.
Honestly, oh, trust me, no worries at all. I got you.
Oh, thank you, hon. Thank you. So I'm just going to go into the questions because I cannot wait to learn more about you.
Right.
Okay. So first, can you just, I know I just said, spoke about your bio, but I actually wanted to come from you because it's going to sound better. Mm-hmm. So can you please, can you introduce yourself to my audience?
Yes, yes. Hi, audience. Hi. I'm Nicolette, also known as Modelist Nick across my social media platform. You guys can call me Nick. Most people call me Nick, so you guys can call me Nick too. And excuse me if you hear any kind of noise in the background. I do live in New York, and we are constantly moving and grooving, so you will hear that background noise. but I'm from the Bronx, and I am a full-time beauty and lifestyle content creator, a model, and recently a photographer. Yay. So those are my many hats that I am wearing.
Wow, that's an awesome, amazing hat that you're wearing. You're literally doing three things at once. And
Yes. But you know what? The good thing about it, they all mesh well with each other. They do. So it doesn't even feel like I'm doing three separate things, you know?
That is so true. And that is honestly a smart way to put it. It feels like you're doing one thing because they kind of all sync well nicely together.
That's right, nice. Right.
Well done on that. Because I don't really feel like it's easy to be a content creator. I've tried it. It didn't work for me.
No, trust me. This is not a walk in the park.
No.
So anytime people are asking me, like, hey, like, how are you doing what you do? I want to be one too. I'm like, look, you can do it. I'm not going to stop you. But just know, like, this is not just an easy walk in the park. You will have to put in work. And I'm still, learning things every day. So.
Yeah. And you said it. Anything anyone decides to do, if you're not ready to put in work, don't start.
Right.
Honestly, don't start because you will fail. Because a lot of people see people on Instagram and social media and you just feel like, oh my God, that's easy. I can do that. Because everyone is doing it doesn't mean it's for you. If it's something that you're passionate about, it would just fall into place because you know, okay, I have to do this because I am passionate about this and I'm going to put in all the work to make it work. So great job.
Right, exactly. And well, you know, also you don't want to like force it. Like I always tell myself and I tell other people, anytime something feels too forced, it's just not for you. Like take a break.
I like that.
Because if it doesn't feel genuine, it doesn't feel relaxed, it doesn't feel like this is what you're supposed to be doing, then it's not for you, you know, because then you'll drive yourself crazy trying to like figure out how you can do it.
Maybe there's
another outlet that you can go about it. So if you want to be a content creator, but you know what, you realize that's too stressful for you. Maybe you have like more of a background kind of scene. So you want to be more into social media, but you don't want to be on the forefront of having to actually style your hair or put on makeup or whatever you want to do as a content creator. But you want to be more in the social media management, then maybe that might be your route. You know? So it's just really figuring out what is the best
niche for you. That's such an amazing advice. And I'm really hoping they're listening, because I know I get a lot of young aspiring entrepreneurs and, you know, guys that follows my page. So I honestly hope they can take that advice. So thank you for sharing that. It's awesome. All right. So can you tell me what you wanted to be when you were little? Like when you were little.
So I actually had, like, I when I saw that question, I was dying. You would not believe the very first thing that I wanted to be. I have like three different things that I wanted to be until now. But the very first one probably started like when I was, I want to say, in kindergarten and first grade. And it stuck ever since. But I kept telling my mom I wanted to be a lunch lady. And I don't know why I thought that. But I just knew, I am so for real. Like, I always told her. I wanted to be a lunch lady because there was just this one lunch lady at my elementary school.
Yeah.
And she was like so nice.
I knew it.
Every time I went to get food, she was like so sweet to me, and she made sure that I got the right portion, and she was just pleasant. So I was like, you know what? I want to be just like her. I want to be a lunch lady. My mom was like, what?
What?
She was like,
that's a good one.
No.
That's a good one.
But after that, you know, I transitioned and I found a big girl career that I wanted to be. I actually wanted to be a lawyer for the longest.
Oh.
And, right. So when you were telling me about it, I was like, oh, small world.
We have so much in common. I see why you said that.
Right. So I went to, I always wanted to be a lawyer. I went to undergrad and got my bachelor's in criminal justice, but I had a concentration in pre-law.
Yeah.
And then I went on to get my master's and went to grad school, and I got that in criminology and justice.
Okay.
So, you know, no part of that have you heard now of me going to law school, right?
No.
Exactly. Because throughout that time when I was in college, I love law. And like my favorite show is Law and Order. So hands down,
me too.
Like, I love law.
Yeah, me too.
I can watch marathons on top of marathons of that show and never get tired of it. It's to the point, it's disgusting, that I know every episode without having to watch the TV. Like, I know the words.
Oh, my God. That's cool.
I get it so bad.
I get it.
Right. But it's like, I realized that I did not like history. And law and history go together.
They go together. So, you
know, yep. It's not
the cases and everything. Yep.
Right. But I realized that I had this strong interest for psychology. And I loved how the mind worked. And I liked digging into, like, figuring out why criminals commit certain crimes.
Yeah.
You know, and what factors tie into that. So whether it's their environment or it's genetics or, you know, it's an end by means kind of situation, that always fascinated me. And there was a point I wanted to look into being a criminal profiler.
Wow.
But of course, I didn't go to school for psychology. So that would mean I would need to go back to school do a whole completely new track of that, which I was not trying to do. And then there was a point too that I wanted to look into being an advocate for, you know, battered women that are dealing with domestic violence. Like, that was something that, and still to this day, I'm passionate about that. So you never know where it leads you.
You should do something with that.
Right. Yeah. I think that's an area that, it's very touchy at times.
Yeah, it is.
And it is, especially with the society that we are living in now, and it's growing constantly. It's like, there's so many different issues are in the world, and one of those issues being domestic violence. And you know, I just feel like being able to connect and be someone that another person who's dealing with this can rely on. It's very important. So, you know, that's something that I am thinking into later on in life. But what, out of all of those things, it has led me to this point where I'm at in my life, which is I just love inspiring people. And I like being in that position where I'm using whatever talent or expertise that I may have to really help someone else feel whole, you know, feel inspired, feel motivated, feel like confident into doing whatever they put their mind to, you know, and if that's through doing my hair or doing something beauty related or just giving advice in general, I think that makes a big difference in the world. And, you know, that's something that, especially for the youth, that is really important to me. So that's where I'm at now, from lunch lady to
life, to criminologist.
So many different realms here.
It all, even though it feels like it all kind of makes sense, it all does. And I feel like when we're called for a purpose. We're not just, I always like, because I get to teach Sunday school in church, and I always say this, like, almost every Sunday, like, we all burn for a purpose. It's impossible for God to create me so that, oh, Jimmy, you're going to work, and just pay bills, and then one day you die. No, it's impossible. Like, we all have a purpose, and I am picking up on some things, you know, that you're talking about. Like, the battered woman, I did battered woman syndrome. I know of all of those things in cases and law when I was studying law in college, and you touching on that, that's a very sensitive topic. And if it's something
that it is, not a lot of people like to discuss it too.
No, and a lot of women are going through that.
Right.
Which is the sad thing. At least one or two of your friends has been a victim of domestic violence. One of my very close friends in England, she was in a very horrible, horrible case of domestic violence that she lost a child in the process.
You know, no, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you, love. So when you mentioned that, and if you have a passion for it, honestly, I feel like it's something that would probably, and it's, I didn't even had that, but I might, I'm going to talk about it at the end about this, but it could give you like a source, how will I put it? Like, you feel fulfilled, you know, even after
Right. And that's what you want in life. Yeah. It's no matter what, whatever you decide that is for you, at the end of the day, it has to feel rewarding and fulfilling because it's going to, you know, end result of it is going to make you happy. You're going to feel like you accomplished something. We as people, we want to feel accomplished. We want to be proud of something and say like, hey, this is what I did and I did a damn good job of it, you know?
Yes. And it's funny, like, I didn't even add that in the question. It was the last thing that came to me while I was brushing that just had asked if she feels fulfilled. You know, the way I, my mind, because I am so close to God, so whatever I'm doing is centered around Him, and it speaks to me so many times in a day. And this makes sense, because you talking about this, it's probably something for you to look into, because that, I am not, you're not just saying that for a reason, you're saying that because maybe God wants you to do something about it. So pray about it.
Right, definitely.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing that. That was so beautiful.
Of course.
So all right. So I was going to ask you this, but I think I don't think if you mentioned it, but I think, you know, we can actually figure it out that this is what you're doing. I'm full time, but do you run your brand full time or part time? You can share your story of how you transitioned from part time to full time.
Right. So I guess a little background story on how I got started and everything. In 2013 is when I, you know, started getting a little bit more serious about this. So 2012, actually, I wasn't even fully transitioning or anything. I was still like on that creamy crack kind of phase. I was like, I want to be cute and have my relaxer. I also want to wear my weaves, you know. So I was in that place at that time. And I even experimented with color. Now, let me tell you something. And this is just advice across the board for whoever's listening. If you want to experience color at all, please go and get it professionally done. Unless you are trained in that area where you went to school and you know what you're doing. Then by all means, do what you gotta do, girl. But if you have no expertise in coloring your hair, lifting color, whatever, anything with color, please get it professionally done, okay? Because what I'm about to tell you, I don't need this happening to you.
Aww.
All right. So 2012, I was like, you know, I was just graduated from school. So yeah. I used to do my hair all the time in school. Mm. And as a college student, I couldn't afford to, like, come and get my hair professionally done because I yep. wasn't really working like that. I had yep. an on-campus job, exactly. you know? So I had to teach myself. So I had friends that knew how to put in weaves, and I knew how to straighten my hair myself. Like, we had a combo going on. And I decided that I was going to perm my hair myself.
Oh, my God.
Yes. So I went out, and I got, you know, the box relaxers that they have. I think it was, I don't even remember what brand it was, but I went out, I got the box, mixed it up myself. Now, please keep in mind that I definitely colored my hair like a week before that.
God, that's damage.
Girl, instead of waiting, I was like, no, I waited a week. That's more than enough time in between. Like, I did my color, now I'm going to do this. I put that relaxer on, and I was like, okay, let it sit. It's getting in there. Get my edges. It's about to be nice. When I went into the shower, I kid you not.
Oh, my God.
My hair was falling out in chunks.
Oh,
and
my God.
That was the moment of my life where I felt so ugly. Aww. I was like, oh, my gosh, what happened to my hair? And my hair was pretty long. Aww. So for it to fall out, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't go outside like this. Aww. I feel ugly. Like, oh, I cried yeah. so much, you know, because you don't realize how much your hair has an effect on you until you lose it.
Aww.
Right? And at that moment, I was like, oh my gosh, my hair makes me. So now that I have no hair, I'm ugly, you know?
Aww.
That was then.
I know.
So at that moment, I was like, no, I need to go and look into becoming natural, transition, because I can't do this anymore. Aww. So I did all my research on how to transition. And, you know, 2013 was my year to really do that. And I did it. And I was excited. And in that process, people were like, you know, this is when I think Instagram was just getting sort of started, because I think 2010 Instagram started.
Yeah.
So 2010 to like 2013, 2014, it was starting to get like to its peak of popularity.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I love taking selfies. I love doing my hair in different styles. Let me just start posting it. And then we went from that to people telling me, hey, you're really good at what you do. Mm-hmm. Like, why don't you just make videos and then put it on YouTube? So I was like, you know what? You're right. Now, in between realizing, like, this was my calling, I also was in a relationship with, you know, my ex for about 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it was like, I was dealing with the hair issue
yeah.
and not feeling not openly, but like externally beautiful.
Yeah.
And then internally, I was dealing with the emotions and from that relationship. And it was just the confidence and the self-esteem wasn't there anymore. So now I'm battling two things, you know?
Mm.
And that made me be even more motivated to make a YouTube, because I was like, I want to help other women feel beautiful about themselves, about their hair, educate themselves about natural hair,
yeah.
or not even natural hair, just healthy hair in general.
Yeah.
And then also in the same breath, feel very confident about who they are and not letting anyone, despite, you know, if it's a relationship or a friendship or even with family, like just feeling so confident that they don't take anything from anyone, you know, that they are number one in their life, they are priority, and that their mental health is overall where it needs to be, you know. So I continued with that, and then ever since, it was just a beautiful flower that blossomed.
That blossomed.
You know? It just blossomed. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a plan of how I wanted it to go, but it just went off, it took off, and this is where I'm at now. Now, from the time that I was doing this, I was also working a full-time job.
Mm.
So I was dealing with that life, full-time job life, and then I would call this my second job because I had to put in so much effort to get it where it is today. So I did that on a part-time basis. And then just recently, last year in May, I left my job and now this is full-time. So I'm definitely happy that I made that decision because it was one of those things where I'm not a risk taker. And I felt that every time I was working and then doing this, I would get so many opportunities that I couldn't go to because I was working, you know? And it was like I needed to put my foot down and stop thinking, what would my parents think? Because we know we get caught up in these things. We want to make other people so proud of us. And we get caught up in that and we don't realize that we need to start making decisions for ourselves and be happy for ourselves. And realizing that no matter what decision, even if it's a fail or if it's a success, the people who are truly in your corner are going to support you and be proud of you no matter what, you know? So I decided, like, let me make this decision and do something for me for once. And if it doesn't work out, that's okay. I have a lot of things to fall back on. And maybe in that same process, it may not be that being a full-time content creator is my calling, but I may learn something else along the way. Like, I had no idea I would get into photography, but I love photography and I've always loved it while I was vlogging and being on YouTube and things like that. But I was just doubting myself because I was like, I'm not a photographer. I work with photographers, but I'm not. And I would always take so many lessons and learn so many different tricks from them. So then I studied my camera. And the moment I studied my camera, I started getting into lenses and I understood how different lenses work. And then I started tapping into Photoshop. And then I started tapping into Lightroom and how to edit. So it was like these different traits that I started picking up. I loved it. Like that photography right now is my baby, believe it or not. Like I love, I love vlogging. I love, you know, creating content, beauty, lifestyle, but photography really is just my gem right now, my baby, and I'm excited to see where it takes me. But yeah, so to answer the question, I am full time now. I am fully locked in and loaded, and I'm ready to go.
And I am so proud of you. You know, it's so funny. I have to let the audience know how I met you. So, I need to tell them. So, like I said, I've been blogging since 2014. So every time I'll at least I used to post like maybe once a week your picture because you're always coming out with this amazing content. I'm like, oh my god, that hair is so beautiful. So last year I actually spoke about my trip to England. I told my audience, you know, that was like my first international business trip that I did for Glam Naturally Oil, and it was literally I was in my boot with my team and I just saw this little tiny cute lady just walk past me. And I'm like, excuse me, come. She was like, okay. She was like, where does this crazy woman name me from?
My
crazy personality was everywhere. And I'm like, I know you. She was like, okay, on Instagram. Isn't it something like we feel like all these people we follow on Instagram and then we're always liking their pictures even though they never reply, but in your head, like, you know them. I know you. Like, we're friends. I don't care if you never... I feel like, you know, when you go on Instagram... where you have Instagram friends, where you, even though you don't really, like, communicate, but because you see them every day on Instagram, you feel like you know them and you're part of their life.
Right. That's exactly how I feel now, because even with some of my other friends that are also influencers and content creators, like, literally I've been following them for a while. And then when I meet them for the first time, I'm like, oh, hey, girl. Like, but this is the first time I'm meeting you. But I'm like, no, I know you already. It's so crazy.
I know. And that was basically, as soon as I met you, I'm like, oh, my God, she's so sweet. Like, the first thing, like, I'm like, she's from New York. I'm like, I'm from New York, too. I came all the way from New York. And you're like, what? This is such a small world. And since then, she was like, we need to have lunch. We need to meet up, you know. And I just love a welcoming spirit that you have, because there's not a lot of people that have that. You know, you meet them and you don't want to meet them again, honestly. Because they don't.
And I always tell myself that too, because, you know, even when I was coming up as a, you know, influencer and everything, I would try to connect with certain people that I looked up to and I found inspiring. And some of them were not really welcoming as mm-hmm. I thought they would have been. Mm-hmm. And that really, it broke me down, not my confidence, but it made me feel like, do I really want to do this? Hmm. And do I want to connect with people like this? Because it's very, like, imagine meeting someone that you love so much, and then when you meet them in person, it's like wow, what? I guess I don't like you that much anymore, you know?
Yeah, and that is so sad. It doesn't have to be that way, you know?
Right, and I always try to tell myself, like, no matter what, no matter who I meet, no matter who I inspire, and no matter if they are also an influencer like myself, or they're just someone who just enjoys watching my content, I'm always going to remain humble, and I'm always going to be at that point of, you know, have that welcoming factor to myself, because that's what I always like in other people. And that's just in my spirit, you know. I can't be the type to just be so negative. Like, I always have to be very positive. So
honestly, that is so sweet. And I'm just hoping that my audience can just feel, even just from this interview, that you're such an amazing soul. Honestly, you're such a sweetheart. You know, you are so sweet, and you know, your personality will take you far. That's all I can tell you, because it's those that have personalities like this that do really well, even in anything, because, you know, people see things. You were not the only influencer I met on that day, by the way. But you're the only one. No, you're not. But you're the only one. And I see them on Instagram, because I've been exposed to the natural air community for a very long time. So I know a lot of these influencers just by looking at their pictures. And you know, because you see them. And some of the ones I met in the when I went to England, some of them, I'm not going to name names, but some of them were
Right, of course. We don't need no
name. No, we don't need no name shaming here. No. No, but they were not nice.
Right. And see, that's unfortunate that you had that experience. And even if other people have those experiences too, because it's a lot to follow someone on social media and then comment on their content. And that takes a lot of courage, right?
Yes, it does.
And then to meet them in person now, it takes even more courage to approach them. It's very intimidating.
It is.
Like, even myself. Like, there are people that have higher numbers than me, and they're like so far out than myself. And I feel so nervous to, like, go up to them and just to simply say, like, hey, like, I'm Nicolette, you know, like, just to introduce myself, knowing that, hey, I've made it this far to be in this.
Or they have a certain thing that really motivates them. But for me, that's my audience. I feel like when I have moments I feel down or I'm not inspired to create content or even to be on social media, I feel like there's always at least one person that reaches out to me, whether through private message or they comment on a photo, and they're like, I really love what you do. You're the reason why I decided to cut my hair, or you're the reason why I feel the way I feel today. Keep doing what you're doing, because I really love it and it really helps me get through my week or my day. So it's like little things like that, and they just come at the right moment, especially when I'm just feeling down and out. And it's like I constantly love those reminders, because that in itself inspires me to keep going, you know?
Absolutely. Oh, wow.
Definitely my audience, for sure.
Oh, and please make sure you share this podcast with your audience so that they can know that they are inspiring you and motivating you.
Oh, yes, for sure.
That is so sweet, you know, that they probably don't even know this. So you sharing this with them will encourage them to keep supporting you, because they are supporting you. They are liking your pictures. They are commenting on it. They're asking for advice. They see you. They're following you because you're doing something amazing. You're creating value for them.
Right, so, exactly.
Yeah, that is awesome. I truly hope that they appreciate that. I'm sure they will appreciate it for you saying that. So that's awesome. That's awesome. All right, so who inspires you?
So this one is a bit sentimental, especially because of his passing, of course. You know, I've always looked up to Kobe Bryant, like, in everything that I've done, whether through school, through just ambitions and everything. So, you know, it's just the way his mentality is that is just so amazing and so pure and so authentic, that everything he had put his hands on, it just manifested into something great. Hmm. And the fact that he always lived his life striving to be the best, striving to work hard and not let anything knock him down, I've always just embodied that in everything I did. So definitely him for sure, and I'm very hurt. I'm still hurting at the fact of his passing, and I just can't, you know, grasp onto it that somebody that I've held so high in my life is now gone.
Honestly.
Right. And then my other inspiration, well, yes, my other inspiration is my mom.
Aww.
And I know that may sound a little cheesy.
No,
like
it doesn't. No. It doesn't sound cheesy at all.
But definitely my mom, because she's just this hardworking, strong-minded person. Aww. Where sometimes I look at her and I'm like, how do you do it all? You know, like, how are you so strong and not feel weak at any point in time? And I'm sure she has moments where she feels weak, but I would never know. Until this day, I would never know if she had any type of struggle unless she tells me, you know? Like, she just forced that into me, just no matter what I want in life, go get it and don't ever stop and don't ever feel that I'm less than anyone else. I can, whatever I put my mind to, I can get it. And, you know, she knows what I do and she 100% supports me. And you know how moms are, they want to be down too. So
I know.
She has her moments where she's like, I want to be a part of this, that. I'm like, Mom, come on.
Aww.
But definitely she's a strong factor behind what I'm doing now.
Oh, that is so sweet. Honestly, that is so sweet. And I have, my mom is, that's why I said it's not cheesy, because my mom is my number one inspiration. She's literally, I feel like watching her as a woman has made me the better woman that I am, or, you know, the woman that I am today, actually, because I'll go, before I do something, even before I call her, before I make a decision, like, what will mom say? Even though my mom is all the way in England, in Essex. But in my mind, I'm like, if my mom was there right now, how is she going to react to what I've just done? You know, just it's always so good to have a strong woman in our life. And being able to say that your mom is your inspiration tells me the kind of person you are as well. You're grounded. You're a woman of value, you know, and that is really awesome. That is so awesome. And with Kobe Bryant, honestly, I can't even talk about this. I am so shocked. I have, like, never, ever seen my husband, since we've been married, shed tears, like, cry.
Right. And I, you know, I'm there with him. Like, I didn't want to believe it. When it was actually proven that it was true, the tears just came.
I know.
And I've been that way for, like, the past few days. It's really heartbreaking, and it's even worse that it was his daughter as well.
Oh my goodness.
That really took me out.
Oh my God.
Just, oh my gosh. Like, this cannot be
Oh
real.
My God. Do you know, my husband, just like you, because I was watching your story, and I saw how much, I'm like, oh wow, this must, you know, really be affecting her. Even though I'm not really a basketball fan, but I know how much my husband loved Kobe. So much. I was sitting on the couch. We were watching a family movie on Sunday. And, oh gosh, I'm not going to get emotional, I told myself. We're watching a movie. The family was gathered, because after church, that's what we do. Every Saturday, Sunday, we have lunch. And then we watch a family movie together. And all of a sudden, I even recorded my husband. All of a sudden, I saw my husband screaming. And I'm like, baby, what's going on? My girls went to him like, are you okay, daddy? What's going on? He was like, no. Or like, for the first, he couldn't even get his words out. It was like, no, baby. Turn the news on. I'm like, okay, what's going on? What were we looking for? Said Kobe. I'm like, what happened to Kobe? He said, no. All he kept saying was no. And when someone keeps saying no, 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 you know that this is not a good sign. Right. And he just started crying. I think it went on TMZ. And then we went on CNN, and for some reason, CNN was not showing the news. We were finally trying to just make sure it's a lie and it's not true. And literally 5 minutes later, CNN brought it, and everybody was just devastated. We started crying. I didn't even cry, because I was just so, in my mind, I'm like, it's a lie. It didn't really happen. You know how you're just in denial that it didn't happen.
And then all of a sudden, I went to my room because I take so many training courses. So I was doing one of them because our Sunday was ruined. We couldn't watch the movie anymore. We were all sad. And then I went on my phone on Instagram and I saw that his daughter was part of it. And I just busted into tears.
Yeah,
I'm like, and all I kept thinking was, Vanessa, I'm a mother, I'm a wife. I cannot imagine losing my husband and my daughter the same day to a tragic accident.
Right.
All I was just doing was just crying. My husband was like, baby, are you okay? I'm like, no, not his daughter. No, God, not the daughter. Oh, Vanessa, what is she going through? You know, that was what I was just going in my head. I just started praying, God, please, you know, because
that's all we can do right now.
That's all we can do. Just pray for her. Because I cannot imagine. I don't care how strong anybody can be. Right. I cannot imagine what she's going through right now. And
you're just not prepared for that.
Mm-mm, nobody prepares. You know what they say, when a man turns 41, that's his prime. That's when he's enjoying being a man. He's now more matured. You know, that's when a woman, as a wife, that's when you start enjoying him even more. Because it's a lot more matured, and you know, now he's a family, he's more into his family, his daughter, because he's at that age, he's retired, he can do it. And all of a sudden, it was, oh my goodness. So I understand, you know, he's still going to keep inspiring us. He's left an amazing legacy. That's the thing, he's left so many amazing legacy. Kobe has done well. And when a man or a woman.
I wish he was here to see the amount of love. I'm sure he know he was loved.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's always so sad that until someone passes on, you don't really know the power that you have over people and how you really truly touch their heart.
I know.
But I know he's looking down and he sees all the love, so.
Yeah. He has done very well. He has done well. He used his talent to the last. To the last, you know. He used the talent. He was training his daughter as a coach. You know, he was a fulfilled man. And that's the most important thing. When you die today, what is the world going to say about you? Are they going to say that you're a good person? Or are they going to say you're a horrible person? Are they going to miss you? So the fact that he's left an amazing legacy is going to live on. He's not, you know, he's never going to be dead in our heart. His love for basketball, his inspiration will always carry on, you know. So it's just so sad that he's no longer here. But God understands, you know. And I just want to give you a hug because I know it means a lot to you. Honestly, my husband has not been the same all week. It's hard. He's not been the same, but we're helping him get through it. It's funny. You don't know him physically, but he's made such an impact.
I literally felt like I lost a family member.
Yes.
I was like, I have never met this man, not one day in my life.
Yeah.
But he has touched me so deeply.
Yeah.
That it feels like I lost a family member.
I know. You know? I know. Mm-hmm. All right, darling. So, do you have a mentor, like a physical mentor, that someone that mentors you?
Well, I had a mentor, and this is gonna be so bad because I haven't been in touch with her in a while since I've moved on to another job.
Yeah.
But you know, she was my mentor. Sorry, when I was working in admissions.
Oh, in NYU?
No, not at NYU. At when I was at University of Bridgeport, that was my first job, actually.
Okay.
And I had the opportunity to really connect with students and let them know, of course, why education is important.
Yeah.
And having that as a backup plan, you know, you don't know your path in life. But at least you can say, if you decide to do whatever you decide to do in life, you know, at least if it doesn't work out, you have your education to fall back on. That's and no true. One can take that away from you.
That's
you know?
True. That is so true.
So she gave me my first chance, you know, working there. And it's funny because when I was actually looking up colleges and figuring out where I wanted to go, she was my counselor at the time. So she was the one who really got me on board and persuaded me to make that final decision to go there when I was getting my undergrad. And, you know, she laid everything out for me. She let me know that everything was going to be okay. And even after I was still a student there, she, it's not like she just, all right, I got the student in and forget about her. Like, she continued to connect with me. Then she got me an on-campus job. I was able to work in the office with her. From there, it moved on to, like, she saw me complete my entire 4 years there. And then afterwards, I was able to come back and work as an employee for her. So, you know, she has held my hand every step of the way. And she has dropped many gems to me. Mm. And she's also a very strong-minded individual. So I've always looked up to her for that too, because she was a driving force in getting anywhere that she wanted to get in life. And, you know, now she's like VP at another institution.
Oh, wow.
Right? Yep. So it's like she's, I've always admired her for working her way up.
Oh, that is awesome.
And even though I'm not, you know, at that establishment still, or at any higher education, you know, position, I still use her teachings and her gems in everything I do as an entrepreneur myself now. So
that is awesome.
Yeah.
So you have to find a way to reconnect with her and send her a text message.
Yes, definitely. I know that. Yeah.
Let her know that you're missing her and you appreciate her so much.
Right.
Yeah, but that is nice to be able to have someone like that. It's super awesome. So staying in touch with her will also motivate you more, since she's your mentor.
I just think it's great to have someone in general that you look up to.
Yeah.
And ask for advice, because nowadays you can't do it all by yourself.
Mm-mm,
you
no.
Really not. Like, you need someone in your corner to really help and support you and make sure you're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, that is so important. That is so important. So, Nick, can you share with us your wow moment since you started your brand? So since you became a full-time, or even when you were running your entire brand part-time, what was that moment that made you realize or made you appreciate what you're doing now, or the moment that made you go that, wow, this is the reason why I'm doing this and I'm going to keep carrying on?
Truthfully, I mean, you know, just being, like I mentioned before, just being able to connect with people on a deep level and really have them let you know, like, you really, truly inspire me to do this or to believe in myself.
Yeah.
Like, I'll get questions or comments from other people saying, you know, I'm slim just like you.
Mm.
And I hate it when people tease me, bully me. Or making me feel less than you know, I am. And when they tell me, like, you get, I just feel like I get so much love and support. So it really, truly, like, makes me, you know, love what I do.
Yeah.
But I don't know, it just hasn't hit me yet with that wow factor. Like, this is it, you know?
Yeah.
What I will say is that the time where I felt like I was truly supported was when I cut my hair.
Hmm. Yep.
Back in 2018, I want to say it was. Yeah, 2018. Or was it September? No, it was definitely 2018. Because I remember I cut my hair the first time, it started to grow back, and then I cut it again. So the very first time that I cut my hair, like, really cut my hair short, and I'm sure you remember that post too.
Yeah.
I just felt so liberated. I felt like that sense of freedom.
Mm.
It was just like everything else didn't matter anymore. I was back to just doing what I want to do for myself.
Yeah.
Because it's hard being an influencer, you know, because you work with so many brands, and brands have this image of you, how they want certain things to look. And it also ties in the factor of being a hair blogger, because, you know, your hair is your crown.
Yep. Yep.
So whenever you're working with these hair brands, you need hair, you know?
Yeah, that is true.
You need hair.
It's true.
And I just started feeling so consumed and trapped. Where it was like, I had no more control over me as an individual. It's just do, and that's it, you know? So by cutting my hair, that really liberated me, like, 100%.
And the amount of support that I got from my audience,
yeah,
just saying, I am so happy that you did this. You're inspiring me to cut my hair, because so many times I want to try something new, but I just don't have the courage to do it. And I'm like, you know what? Like, go for it. Yep. It's just hair. You know, there are people that really cannot control losing their hair. You know, once it's gone, it's gone. So they are almost forced to kind of just deal with whatever happens after that. You know. So I think it was just that moment of embracing who you are that really made me boost my confidence up, because, you know, when you cut your hair, it alters your features too.
Yeah, it does.
So I started noticing, like, my cheekbones were more defined. I had almost this, like, tomboyish kind of look to me, but I loved it.
Oh,
I really truthfully loved it. And I even looking older, like, it made me look a little bit more mature, and I was like, oh my gosh, I love this. But just having that support from my audience, especially during that moment, I think that was big for me.
Oh, you know what? And I understand, honestly, I do feel you. You said you cut your hair in 2018, right?
Yes, that's when I had the taper cut.
The taper cut. I cut my hair in 2018 as well. Why do we have so much in common?
Right, this is so crazy. Moving on the same time here. Listen, you get the lotto. Okay. Give me the heads up.
Okay. We have so much in common. But anyways, I actually cut my hair August 2018 because I don't know if you know the story of my brand of Glam Naturally Oil. Like, me mixing the organic oils in my kitchen was because I started losing a lot of my edges in my hair. I actually lost a lot of my hair after my second child was born. Yeah, I became... I will never forget this day. I went back to work 3 months after she was born. I did this crochet hairstyle, which basically I did myself and didn't really put too much pressure on my edges. But I took, because I was so stressed during that time, getting used to having another child, a newborn, I have a toddler, and then I'm going to work in the city, which is like 2 hours away from home. And I would have to be back around the same time. I was breastfeeding. My life was all over the place. And I think it kind of caused a lot of stress. I didn't even know. You know when you don't know that you're stressed, but when you start getting, like, stress is when your body, you start feeling some things in your body. When I took out that crochet, I normally keep my hairstyles for, like, two months. Uh-huh. I kept it for 4 months because I was so tired and stressed. No time for myself. My self-care dropped. I didn't have time to do my hair. The day I took that crochet, I was taking out chunks and chunks of hair out. I started crying so bad, because then Glam Naturally Oil was actually already, I already had the brand, but I wasn't really promoting it for hair growth. I was just promoting it for healthy hair oil, just period. And I remember crying so hard, and God told me, you have to take this story and use this story to tell, basically it's not a negative story. You can make it a positive one. So I started telling God, I need to create something that will work for me. I need to. And I just prayed about it. I slept on it. 2 weeks later, I was just getting ideas. The Spirit was just ministering to me. Use this oil. Add this oil. I didn't even find the oils that I... Because when I started the brand, I was only like mixing 5 oils together. When I lost my hair and then I wanted it to grow, I added like 7 more. But those came from God, not even me. I would just be in the kitchen and I'll be hearing words like... That's how God speaks to me. And I just put everything together in my kitchen and I started using it to grow back my hair. And it was growing. And I just started taking pictures and putting it on Instagram. And that was how it went. Everybody was like, what? I want that oil. What?
Yeah. I'm telling you, like, even when I was posting it on my stories, people were like, yo, that oil is the truth. I'm like, girl.
Thank God. Thank you.
And it was just the fact, too, that there was peppermint in it. And I love me some peppermint.
Me? Oh, my God. I love peppermint. I love peppermint. I love any, and the peppermint that I use is so weird because it's so organic. It actually smells like, this is the same peppermint that they use to make the candies.
Yes, girl.
It's the same.
The first time when I used it, when I had the protective style in, right?
Yeah.
I had this like tingly feeling. So I was like, okay, like I love this feeling already. I know this oil is about to be my best friend. And then the next day, it dries so nicely.
Yes.
The smell, like just, yes. It just, I don't know what it is.
Yes.
But it just, it consumes my whole body.
Yes. Like, oh, thank you, God.
I'm just showering in this oil right now.
Thank you, love. You know, my daughter calls it the candy oil. So the braid oil is
definitely a good name for it.
It's the candy oil. She goes, it smells like candy. Because my 3-year-old, she's 3 now, when she was 18, she actually drank the braid oil thinking it was candy oil. And yes, she did. But I was not scared because every of those oils, some of those oils I actually used to cook in my kitchen as well. So I'm not scared because I'm the one making it and I know it's 100% organic. She used the bathroom a lot, but it did not hurt her in any way because it's just, it's the same peppermint that they used to make the candies, you know? Right. So yeah, because I chose very pure organic ingredients to make them. So, you know, I am humbled. Thank you so much for loving it.
It's the point I have to hide it in my room. My mom and my sister are like, ripped oil. No.
By the way, I sent you another one. Did you get it?
Yes, I got it. Literally, as I speak, like it is under my bed hidden. Because I refuse to have them use all my oil.
Oh, thank you, love. That is so sweet. Thank you. All right, so we're wrapping up. We're wrapping up, wrapping up, wrapping up.
Yes.
This has been so fun talking to you, honestly.
I love it.
I really do. I'm going to bring you back again sometime soon.
Oh, that'll be
We're going to have different questions. But, all right, so this is going to be the last one I'm going to ask about. So do you face any challenges and how do you deal with negative feedbacks?
Yes. So trust me, as an influencer, you will constantly deal with negativity and challenges. For me, I think the top 3 challenges that I face are just staying inspired. I overthink a lot. And then, of course, the most obvious financial, you know, aspect of it.
Yeah.
Those are like my top 3 because, you know, you can go days and just feel like no one's watching your content anymore. So you don't really have that inspiration, that drive to keep going.
Yeah.
But then, as I mentioned, there's always that one person that reaches out to you when you release it.
That's true.
And they give you that positive feedback, like, I love your stuff. And that makes you want to keep going again, you know?
Yes, yeah.
And then with the overthinking thing, for me, it's just a me thing. And I know other people suffer from overthinking, but I always have so many ideas. And I write them down. And I save pictures. Like, my photo library looks crazy because I just have a ton of things that I want to do.
Yeah.
I'm a big user of Pinterest.
Oh,
so
I love
a ton of boards.
I love Pinterest,
I just, you know,
too.
Just save a bunch of things and write them down. But I'm not executing them. Because I'm overthinking it. I'm like, oh, but what if I do this differently? And I don't want to be in this box where somebody else did the same exact thing.
Yes.
How can I make this different? And
different,
that's one thing I love about my page. I try to make it where if I'm doing something that you've already seen, it's also has its own unique twist that makes me.
I like that.
Because I love versatility. I love individuality. And I try to make that a part of my content. So that's another reason why I'm always so slow with like getting things out, because of the fact I just overthink it and I doubt myself.
Aww.
That's a key thing, and I'm still trying to work on that. finances, like, it's not easy being self-employed.
That
like,
is true.
You really have to hustle, put yourself out there, grind, and you know, you're trying to convince people to believe in you. Those are some things that are pretty difficult, but also things that can be achieved and overcome.
Yes.
As far as negative feedbacks, definitely, there's always people that just feel the need to, you know, just to share negativity. And I'm a firm believer in everybody giving their opinion. So anytime I receive negative comments, I will either ignore it.
Yeah.
I never block anyone. Unless it's very, very crucial that I need to block you. If you're trying to stalk me.
Yes.
But if it's just a negative comment, I won't block the person. I won't delete their comment. I leave it. And if I really feel the need to respond, I never respond in a negative aspect because
good
misery loves company.
And that's true.
That to that person.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So anytime they say something negative, I'll simply respond and say, you're entitled to your opinion, and that's okay. I'm not upset with you. I'm not going to block you. I'm not removing your comment.
I love that.
But I appreciate you sharing your feedback, and that's that.
I love that.
That's how you have to kind of look at things, because the moment that you give somebody your power, that's the moment that they have won.
Wow.
Not ever give your power away.
The moment you give, so you have to repeat that. Please repeat that. That is, I need to write that down. Please, darling. Yes, repeat that. Yes.
Get it in.
I am going to, I'm going to put this all up. So say it again. The moment.
Yeah, the moment that you give someone your power is the moment that they win. Let someone steal your joy.
Wow.
And you need to stick by that.
Oh my God. Honestly.
And I think the moment that you share that type of positive vibe with that person.
Yeah.
Then they start to internalize like, wow.
Yes.
What I said was really bad. And I've had comments like that where people come with negative comments and they'll say something like, oh, well, her hair looks dry. Or I don't like the way she did her makeup. She's wearing too much makeup. And I'll say, you know what? I honestly love makeup, but I also love not wearing makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally can go days and days without wearing makeup. But this is what I personally want to have on my face right now, you know? Or this is how I would like to do my hair at this moment. And the moment that you do those type of things,
yeah,
it's like they just... they realize like, oh wow, like I really messed up. That was bad, you know? So I don't know.
No, that is honestly that is so beautiful, because I honestly feel like if everyone can think like that, the world would be such a better place. Because sometimes when people leave negative comment, like now, because you are a psychologist, that's what I really think you are, because you know, you always say you do like to, you know, go behind the scenes of why people are acting the way you are. And I think that actually affects the way you deal with people, because at the end of the day, before they sat down and put that negative comment out there, I'm sure they know the whole world is watching them. A lot of times they are going through something. They, most of them, they are, and because of what they're going through, that's the only way they can express themselves. So honestly, I truly admire you for it's a strong trait to have, you know, to want to ignore whatever is going on because you cannot give them the power, and you replying in a positive way can even end up changing them to be a better person. Wow. Nick, awesome. I love that. I really do. That is so awesome. And I honestly hope that your audience will fall in love with you even more after hearing about this amazing lady right here. I am in awe of what you're doing. Keep pushing. Keep going. You know, this is just the beginning. Everything you do with consistency ends up one day blowing up. You know, and those are actually the better ones, because, you know, you appreciate it when you get to that level, because you know where you come from. You know, so wow. I really do not want to say goodbye to my darling Nick.
Great, and I'm sure I'd love to be back.
Oh, you will be back, honestly. You are definitely going to be back. I really enjoy talking to you. You have so much to share. You have so much to share, so I'm definitely going to bring you back. So can you please let... I know we only have like 1 minute left before this gets
let me
cut
say
off.
This quick.
Yeah.
You guys can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Model S Nick. It's MODELESQUE _NIC. Model S Nick. So definitely check me out.
Please, guys, go follow her. She is doing amazing things. .com If you want to be a content creator, if you want to, you know, start your own YouTube channel or your own blog, she is definitely the person to go look out. And she's very sweet. You can send her a DM as well if you need directions. And she'll be there to guide you through. So thank you so much, darling, for coming to Glam with Grace. And I do hope to see you very soon. Bye, my darling.
Bye,
huh?